Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you, especially when we get to bring our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the publisher and the editor-in-chief and the cost accountant at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that you don't want to miss. I don't. And as I said many times, if you're a Republican, you want to hear what he has to say. If you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. And Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's good to have you here. You're always welcome here. Rich is a political operative, folks. He's a Republican of the Republican persuasion. Spins to the right, as he says. Rich, one of the things I want to talk to you about today and get you to help us with is some of the new stuff that we're learning now about Benghazi, the Benghazi attack where four Americans died. And what I'd like to do is I think it's really will be helpful to a lot of people, especially some of the younger folks, Rich, to go back and talk a little bit about some historical precedents. And the best one I can come up with, and maybe you can do better than this, but the best one I can come up with is the Watergate scenario back in the 70s, 74, I guess it was, 374. And so I'd like to start out by saying, okay, here is an example not unlike what we have with the Benghazi situation, and here's how this was handled. Is that a fair way to say that, reasonable way to say
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely. It is very, I mean, there are parallels. Remember, I mean, for people who don't remember, Watergate had to do with operatives that were hired by President Nixon's reelection campaign.
Right.
To break into a building here in Washington that was known as the Watergate. It still is known.
Right.
As which is where the Democratic National Committee had its offices back in those days. And they got caught. There was a guy across the street in what was then a Holiday Inn, is now a dorm for George Washington and University. And he called the cops, and the cops came, and they arrested these guys. And everything went from there. And it turned out at the end of the... By the time the whole thing unraveled, it was being run. It wasn't the crime. It was the, we say here in Washington all the time. It wasn't a crime. It was the cover-up. I mean, if everybody said, yeah, we did that, we, you know, one guy would have gone. Dozens of people went to jail for lying, for obstruction of justice, and it cost Richard Nixon his job. The first time in
the
so far,
the only time an American president has resigned. But the thing is, after they were caught. Over a period of time, things continue to be revealed through because there was investigations. There were investigations by the Senate Select Committee. There was also media coverage, not immediately but later. Those things happened, right, Rich?
Yes, that's right. And the thing was, I mean, this is where Woodward and Bernstein got their start.
Yep.
The two young reporters that were actually on the city beat. They were so junior. They were just on the local cop beat, and they happened to be on duty the night these guys were hauled into the can after they were picked up in Watergate, and they were allowed to follow it and follow it and follow it, and everything flowed from those two guys, and of course then they became gigantic media stars on their own.
So we had a bipartisan select committee, and folks, the two things we're going to talk about at this moment are really important to what's coming up in our nation's capital. We had a bipartisan Senate select committee, four Democrats, three Republicans, and the national media covered this wall to wall. Rich, brought the ABC, NBC, CBS broadcast it live during the day. PBS replayed the hearings at night. There were over 300 hours of broadcasting. 85% of American households were watching or listening to part of this. And National Public Radio provided gavel-to-gavel broadcasting of coverage of this. Now, that's right. the media coverage of Watergate hearings.
Yeah, it was everything stopped. I mean, we lived in Ohio, in Marietta, Ohio at the time, and we would race home and have dinner and feed the baby in time to be able to watch, because he wasn't born yet, but to, in order to sit down and we would watch every second of the Watergate hearings. I mean, it was riveting.
This was 8 years before, not 8 years, this was 6-7 years before CNN introduced cable network news.
Yeah, that's right. This is all broadcast. That's exactly right.
This was old school coverage. But the key is, folks, the national media was engaged 100% in this break-in and then the cover-up by the White House campaign committee. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Benghazi, what happened there, and why every American should care about this, regardless of which side of the aisle you vote. 20 Tales, stay with us. Right back with Rich Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.